This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Approaching the 42nd anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, people on both sides of the abortion issue are weighing the effectiveness of the pro-life movement. One thing not often considered is that court rulings allow what they call reasonable restrictions on abortion. In the last 4 years, states have passed an overwhelming 231 pro-life laws designed to fit that reasonable restriction standard. After years of debate on assisted suicide, Parliament in Scotland seems resigned to passing an assisted suicide bill. Under the bill, almost anyone whose life is being shortened by any condition may not only receive assistance in suicide, but may be pressured to end their lives for economic reasons. It looks like pro-life former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee may be getting ready to run for president. Active major political candidates are not allowed to broadcast on public airwaves, and Huckabee has just resigned his job at Fox News. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. Three stories at lifenews.com reporting specific cases of violence against women reinforce what Elliott Institute studies have long shown. A large number of abortions are not chosen, but coerced. And the added insult is that violence plays a role in half of those coerced abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.